This is Helene Lerner, and it's our Dare to Live Fully podcast. And today we're dealing with a special topic that many of us are concerned with during the holidays coming up. For lots of us, the holiday season is something very special. However, when we're dealing with loss, the loss of a loved one, whether it be this year or years ago, it's very difficult. Holiday times intensify family time and caring. And when you don't have someone with you that you love deeply or have loved deeply, it's a very difficult time. So I'm going to give you five things that will help you move through the holidays with compassion, not only thinking of that person who you love dearly, but also compassion for yourself. Number one, know that you never really get over the loss. It may feel a little different a year from now, 2 years from now, but if you've loved someone deeply, the loss is always there. And what it does, the sadness, the crying, the grief, points out how much you've loved that person. So loving is bittersweet because we enjoy so many moments of connection. And then when that person leaves, we are sad. Number two. Allow yourself to have a roller coaster of emotions, to feel happy at some times, then to feel sadness, anger, frustration, all of it. It's how we live our life. It's a normal part of our lives and a normal part of the grieving process. So don't criticize yourself. Don't say that it should be different than any other way that it is. Number three, put yourself in intensive self-care. Be extra kind to yourself. It isn't an easy time with the pandemic, with financial insecurity, with election fallout, all of it, and the loss of a loved one. It's not an easy time. So do the things that are right for you. Let's say you have 10 things to do in a day, but you can only do 2. And then you want to take a walk, or take a nap, or take a hot bath. Do what will nurture you. No one's keeping score. Treat yourself as you would a young child, perhaps your daughter or your son. Soothe yourself as you would soothe them when they're hurt. Number four, don't be with people who may mean well, but are saying all the wrong things like, shouldn't you be over it by now? No, you should be doing whatever you feel like doing. Grief takes time. Sadness is part of life. If you must be with these people, keep your interactions short. Number five, know that sadness is like riding a wave. Some days you'll be at the top of the wave and it's going to feel so intense. The grief will hurt. And then the wave goes down and you may feel like you normally do and spend time with friends or do your work chores or whatever it is. And then the wave goes back up. So again, the key here is to go with the flow and not criticize yourself. Know this is a natural part of the grieving process. As I look out the window now, and you may be hearing it's raining where we are, and the raindrops almost look like tears that are falling. Because when you love someone so deeply, when they're not there, tears fall from your face and you miss them. But even though they may not be with you in their physical presence, they are always, always, always in your heart, and their spirit surrounds you. So to review, ways of dealing with loss during the holidays. Number one, you never really get over it, so don't expect yourself to, and look at the loss you feel as a testimony of how much you loved. Number two, allow yourself to have a roller coaster of emotions, sadness, anger, frustration. Don't judge yourself. Don't criticize yourself. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. Number three, put yourself in intensive self-care. Be extra good and kind to yourself. Take that walk or a hot bath. Buy some lotion for your hands and body. Number four, don't be with people who may mean well, but say dumb things like, shouldn't you be over it by now? That's not going to help. If you have to be with those people, keep those interactions short. Number five, remind yourself that sadness is like riding a wave. One moment you're on top of the wave and it's going to feel so intense. Next moment you go down and you're swimming and with friends and doing your regular activities. It's all a part of life. Go with the flow, accept it. But during this holiday season, be extra kind, extra good to yourself.